Everybody, and this is DJ Jams, and welcome today. This is the time of the day. Welcome to my show, the Boo Box Show, here on Radio Penguin Radio. All right, so you know what it is. We are going to go into our usual routine. We're going to start off with some great promo that our great station here offers. On Wednesday, October 26, 2016, at 7 p.m., we have Soul Candy and the Student Talent Showcase at Angelico Hall. On Saturday, October 29, 2016, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., we have Family Weekend and activities. Make sure you invite all of your family to come and hang out here at the university. There is a ton of things lined up. They have a barbecue this weekend. They have all sorts of things. They have even a continental breakfast. Come invite your family over. They can see what your life is like here. All right, our next one we are going to is Thursday, November 3rd. We have a 12 p.m. and 2:30 men's and women's soccer versus Caminade. Saturday, November 5th, 2016, at 12 and 2:30 p.m., we have a men's and women's soccer versus BYU, and that's also senior day. On Friday, November 11th, 2016, from 7 p.m., we have a volleyball versus Point and Loma. On Saturday, November 12th, 2016, we have 7 p.m. volleyball versus Fresno Pacific. On Monday, November 14th, 2016, we have 7 p.m. volleyball versus Hawaii. On Wednesday, November 16th, we have 7 p.m. men's basketball versus Chico State. And on Friday, November 18th, we have a women's basketball game versus Cal State. And yeah, that's what we have lined up for the next coming events. Make sure you tune into the premiere with DJ Jazz, Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m. I hope you've all also had enjoyed your weekend. We're going to jump right into our show. Today we are going to be talking about reggae. Last week you listened to me ramble on about hip-hop, and you got to listen to all my my music that I love in hip-hop. Today, reggae is a bit of an unfamiliar genre to me. But that's why I'm here. I am here to learn more, as long as I am here to teach you guys more about reggae as well. All right, the definition of reggae is a form of pop music that originated in Jamaica, combining elements of calypso and rhythm and blues with a strongly accentuated offbeat. All right, and now we are going to go into our history of reggae. You guys have probably listened to maybe some reggae, popular reggae music artists. We are going to get into that later. Here we are. Reggae is a term that was coined sometime close to 1960, derived from ray, and ray, a Jamaican phrase, means rags or ragged clothing. It is used to denote a raggedy style of music that grew up in Jamaica around the time. Reggae is a genre of music that has its roots in a number of other musical styles. It incorporates and influences from Jamaican music, both traditional, mento, and contemporary ska, as well as American rhythm and blues, which was broadcasted from high-powered stations in New Orleans and Florida and in the early days of radio, and could be easily picked up in Jamaica. Reggae's closest musical relations are ska and rock steady. Popular in Jamaica during the 1950s and early 1960s, reggae from these other genres really coming into its own later that decade. Reggae shares many characteristics with ska, such as walking bassline with guitar and piano offbeats. But ska is faster paced, and also tends to incorporate jazz-influenced horn riffs. The genre was lauded by Jamaican youths around the time that the nation gained independence in 1962. Rocksteady slowed the ska tempo right down. Played by smaller bands, it also used more bass patterns This style is very close to reggae, and the dividing line between rocksteady and early reggae is not always easily distinguishable. Reggae music is recognizable thanks to its heavy beaded rhythm. This means, for example, that the second and fourth beat would be emphasized when playing in four time. This is very typical of African-based music genres, though uncommon in traditional forms of Asian or European music. Reggae also tends to use double skink guitar strokes on offbeat, and lyrics often center on more socio-political themes. Early reggae music has lyrics consistent in theme with rocksteady, with songs often focusing on topics such as love. As the genre found its feet in the 70s, though it evolved in line with the Rastafarian movement that was sweeping Jamaica at the time, and lyrics of reggae songs quickly developed a more socio-political or religious bent. Many of the words used in reggae songs are incomprehensible to US and UK English speakers, as they are taken from traditional Jamaican patois or referred to the Rastafarian concepts. For example, Jah meaning God. There is a heavy use of Jamaican slang, a common example being ganja, meaning marijuana. Cannabis is smoked as a sacrament in the Rastafarian faith, as Rastafarians believe that smoking marijuana allows them to experience a closeness to God. This message in the songs been open to much in misinterpretation, particularly by American youth who have used this as an excuse to get high. Reggae began to rise to international acclaim as the 1970s progressed. A seminal moment for the genre was the release of the 1973 movie, The Harder They Come. The film reached a global audience and told the story of a young man making his way in urban Jamaica. Most importantly, though, it had a soundtrack that consisted entirely of reggae hits, which helped elevate reggae music to the mainstream. Of particular influence was the popular song You Can't Get Enough If You Really Want It by Jimmy Cliff, that was featured on the soundtrack. Of course, Bob Marley is the world's best known and loved international reggae ambassador. Marley's career spanned for more than a decade, beginning in 1963, and in the release of his 1977 solo, Exodus, which achieved international acclaim. Since the 60s and 70s, reggae music has spread and developed in many different ways around the world. The distinctive style was the precursor to modern Jamaican-style dub, as well as British bands such as UB40, the Reggaesters, American ska groups such as Real Big Fish, Sublime, and no doubt gem bands such as the String Cheese Incident, even rap and hip-hop. Of course, reggae is still going strong in its pure form around the world, too, with many modern reggae bands achieving success in the mainstream. Reggae is a term that was coined sometime close to the 1960s, derived from the 1960s. There's your little information on the style of reggae. Now we're going to go into our lovely subgenres and titles of reggae music, types of reggae music. First one we already talked about was early reggae. The early reggae era can be traced as starting in roughly 1968. The influence of funk music from American record labels such as Stax began to permeate the music style of studio musicians. The slowing in tempo that occurred with the development of rocksteady had allowed musicians more space to experiment with different rhythmic patterns. One of the developments which separated early reggae from rocksteady was the bubble organ pattern, a percussive style of playing that showcased the eighth note subdivision within groove. The guitar skanks on the second and fourth beat of the bar began to be replaced by strumming a pattern similar to mento and the so-called double drop that can be heard so audibly in the introduction of Barb Marley, of Barb Marley's Stir It Up, was developed during this time. More emphasis was put on the groove of the music, and there was a growing trend of a recording version on B-side of single. The mass popularity of instrumental music in the Seca and Rocksteady eras continued in reggae, producing some of the most memorable recordings of the early reggae era. Cover versions of Motown, Stax, and Atlantic Records soul songs remained popular in early reggae, often helping Jamaican artists gain a foothold in foreign markets such as the UK. Roots reggae. Roots reggae usually refers to the most recognizable kind of reggae popularized internationally by artists like Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, which dominated Jamaican recordings from around 1972 into the early 1980s. While there are distinct musical characteristics to this era of reggae music, the term roots often implies more the message of the music than specifically its musical style, and it is still often used today to refer either to a musical style subgenre or to give context to an artist's music that may in fact cover several subgenres of reggae. Roots reggae, in this descriptive sense, can be typified by lyrics grounded in the Rastafarian movement, Back to Africa message, equation of colonialism and slavery with bibliographical captivity in the Babylon, and of course the belief in one's living God. Musical roots and era of a number of distinct features, drummers developed more complex kick drum patterns based around the one drop of rock steady and incorporated influences of funk and R&B. The guitar, piano, keyboard patterns in the music were refined from creative explorations. And then, like Keenly Tubby Lee, Scratch Perry, and Prince Jammy played a large role in the development of roots, around with their heavy use of tape delay and reverb effects becoming one of the most recognizable features of music. The roots sound can be best identified in the Jamaican recordings of the late 1970s by artists such as Burning Spear, Max Romeo, The Abyssinian Culture, and Isra Vibration. Next one we go on to is dub, a subgenre of reggae that was pioneered in the early days by radio producers Lee Scratch Perry and King Tubby. It involves an extensive remixing of recorded material and particular emphasis placed on the drum and bass line. The techniques used resulted in an even more versatile feel, described by King Tubby as a sounding just like a volcano in ya head. Augustus Pablo and Mikey Dread were two of the early notable proponents of this music style, which continues today. Rockers. The term rockers referred to a particular sound of roots reggae pioneered in the mid-1970s by Sly and Robbie, and very popular in the late 70s. Rockers is best described as a somewhat more mechanical, aggressive style of playing reggae, with greater use of drum patterns. Lovers Rock. The Lovers Rock subgenre originated in South London in the mid-1970s. The lyrics are usually about love. It is similar, if not continuation, to Rocksteady. Notable Lovers Rock artists include Janet Kay, Coyfee, and Louisa Marks, The Investigators, and Tradition. New styles and spin-offs. Hip-hop and rap. Toasting is a style of talking over music, making heavy use of rhythmic patterns that was developed in the 1950s by Jamaican disc jockeys looking to add excitement to mainly American R&B records they played in outdoor venues called lawns and dance halls. This style was developed by pioneers Count Muchy, King Sit, and Sir Lord Comic, who took the current style of introducing and speaking over records played by sound systems and developed into a unique style. As ska moved to rocksteady, this style of vocals gained a wider audience among Jamaican listeners. One of the earliest examples of style is Sir Lord Comic's 1966 recording, The Great Wooga Wooga. This style finally gained charts, topping popularity in the 1960s with DJs such as U-Roy and Dennis Al Capone scoring numerous hits. Dancehall. Dancehall genre was developed in the 1970s by pioneers such as Yellow Man and Ika Muse. The style is characterized by a DJ singing and rapping over dims, was originally developed in the sound system culture in the wake of increased popularity of early pioneers like Big Youth. The style of these early DJs was developed into a more continual rhythmic pattern of rapping that contained much melody, and the rapping style being developed in America around this time. Ragamuffin. When I think of ragamuffin, you know, you think of like when you first wake up, you know, your hair is just like a mess and you say, oh, I look like a ragamuffin. It's just a funny thought. Anyway, back to our type of music, ragamuffin. Ragamuffin, usually abbreviated as raga, is a subgenre of reggae that is closely related to dancehall and dub. The term ragamuffin is an international spelling of ragamuffin, and the term ragamuffin music describes the music of Jamaica's ghetto youths. The instrumentation primarily consists of electronic music. Sampling often serves as prominent role as well. As reggae matured, an increasing number of dancehall artists began to appropriate stylistic elements of hip-hop music, while reggae music in turn influenced more and more hip-hop artists. Reggae is now mainly used as a synonym for dancehall, reggae, or describing dancehall with a DJ chatting rather than a DJ singing on top of the rhythm. Reggaeton. Reggaeton is a form of urban music that first became popular with Latin American youths in early 1990s. Reggaeton's protesters originated in Panama as reggae and in Espanol. After the music gradual exposure in Puerto Rico, it eventually evolved into reggaeton. It blends West Indian reggae and dancehall with Latin American genres such as bomba, plena, salsa, mingru, and Latin pop and bachata, as well as hip-hop, contemporary R&B, and electronica. Reggae fusion is our last one. Reggae fusion is a mixture of reggae or dancehall with elements of other genres such as hip-hop, R&B, jazz, rock, and drum. And bass. And in early 1970s, although artists have been mixing reggae with other genres from as early as the 1970s, it wasn't until the late 1990s that this term was coined. All right, everybody, I am going to take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to go off to the billboards, top 100 reggae songs and albums, and we are going to talk about some specific awards for reggae music. For now, why don't you enjoy the song that I actually love? It's called Habibi Love by Shaggy.
Away, give me another chance. We love you the right way. My true feeling.
Everybody, I am back. This is DJ Jams. You are listening to the Boombox Show, and today we are talking about reggae music, and I hope you are all enjoying the show so far, because I am certainly enjoying myself. Next, we are going to talk about the award show that is called the 8th Annual Tamika Reggae Show Awards, which is a specific award show for reggae artists to win awards for an accomplishment in their careers. So, going on to this. Okay, so it started here in New York, March 1996, the eighth annual Tamika Reggae Awards ceremony, which was held on Thursday, May 2nd, 1996, in New York City's Theater of Madison Square Garden. At 8 p.m., the show was co-hosted by Elektra Records recording artist Nadine Sutherland, D-Street's Records recording artist, rapper Dougie Fresh, and actor Leon. While radio personality Jeff Sarge was a master of the ceremonies. Artists confirmed to make an appearance at the Tamika Reggae Show was Beanie Man Mikey. Anyway, they had a bunch of artists during this time. Among their nominees that year. Two very special awards they presented to Bob Marley, and an achievement award to reggae music. So basically, it's just another award show that they held in New York for reggae people. And they have all sorts of amazing performances. We have our history here. Here's a little history. Tamika Reggae Awards was founded in 1988 and is the first New York-based reggae awards show to honor participants in the reggae music industry. The first Tamika Awards were presented on April 1st, 1988 at the Bacon Theater in New York City. The awardees are decided from voting cast by fans in the New York and Tri-State area, while ballots are made available at record stores, entertainment venues, and BIMO. Now scheduled for the midweek, they had promises to make surpassed by far the star-studded audience of previous shows. The D'Amico Awards was represented on May 2nd, 1996 at Paramount Theater. All right, now we're going to move on to the top billboards. The top reggae billboards as of now. Number one, we have Water for Your Soul by Joss Stone. And number two, we have Easy Skanking in Boston 78 by Bob Marley and the Wailers. And number three, we have Count Me In Revolution. At number four, we have Reggae Gold 2015, by various artists. And number five, we have Hotting Up in Iteration. And number six, we have Aim the Noise and Hasty by Soulja. And at number seven, we have The Cure by Jack Cure. At number eight, we have Soko Gold in 2015. And number nine, we have Dubstep Side of the Mule by Gov Mule. At number 10, we have Strictly Roots and by Morgan Heritage. At number 11, we have Dub Side of the Mule. Oh, wait, where it is? Again, Gov Mule. And then number 12, we have Maestro by Kai Manny Merrily. And at number 13, we have Dipping Blood. That's interesting. You know, I enjoy reggae music. This is just a thought that kind of popped up right now. So I'm going to talk about it for a little bit. I think it's very interesting because I think that reggae music allows a person to kind of let go of themselves in a way. If you just listen to the music and you listen to the lyrics and you can just kind of like relax, and it's something you can dance to. It's something you can pretty much do anything to. And all these people, I feel like reggae is more of like an older style genre of music, and it's not really recognized today because most people today are listening to pop music or listen to a bunch of rock music. So I think this is a very special kind of like music genre to focus on, because I don't think many people give it recognize it for what it should be. I think a lot of people don't appreciate the music or appreciate the artist because they're dead or they're old or anything. But I think in reggae music, they've had a ton of people who have been these amazing legends. They have so many legendary people. Like I keep mentioning in all this information I keep giving you guys is Bob Marley, who we are going to talk about later because he is a legend himself. And he was a major influence in reggae music. He was basically the king of reggae, as most people would say. And he still has a couple of spouses who are still around today, like such as Kaylon Marley. He is actually, I think, a cousin of his sons or something like that. But he is in a ton of songs that I've been listening to, and he's actually really good. And I think it's great that there is part of the legend, I guess, still going on. And I think that Marley has also passed on his legacy to his son. I think his son will definitely be carrying that out for the next couple of generations. And I think that's going to be awesome. And I really hope that people will start to appreciate, and maybe reggae can be put back up into the charts more if people just give it a listen. You know, that's what music's for. You just listen to it and you just have to appreciate it. It's not just something that you just like plug in and be like, oh, this sounds great. No, you have to really listen to it. That's over my opinion here. Okay, next we are going to move on my favorite part that I absolutely love of my show. I'm actually focusing on one of these people that I have actually seen. I currently saw him back in May at a concert, which was called, Jano Cinco, and it's basically a bunch of acts that came together and sing. And the main act was they're called Janaskins, and I listened to them. They're kind of like a pop rock wannabe kind of group. But Sammy is his name, and he is a reggae artist, and I have been listening to him for about almost 2 years now. He hasn't had an album out yet, but he does have like a couple singles here and there that are out. He's kind of like one of those more kind of like newer people out there, and he's also a person that people probably don't even know who he is. I discovered him from other people, and I find him really cool, and I actually met him, and he was a really nice guy and really sweet and really cool, and he really gets intimate with his fans. I saw him on, and then during the concert I was like second row and I was watching him, and then his voice sounded awesome live. So here's a little bit about this guy. He is an internet phenomenon known for his highly followed Vine and Instagram accounts. He was invited as a guest on the Madcon Boys tour. Okay, Madcon, for your information, is a kind of like Viner type thing again. Like I talked about last time, Viners are people who post like 7 second videos, and people view those. And based on how many views you get more popular, and then somehow you go out and you perform and you tour, and then you get more money off of that. So we're going to go into this. And before his fame, he posted the first video. He's originally from Nebraska. And here is one of his newer songs that I love. And it is called Ready for War. Ready for War.
And this is something that I used to ride the waves of life, and I live the way I choose to until the day I die. Got me on another level, the feeling won't stop. You know I'ma ride and die for you. I'm ready for war. I'm a soldier. If your heart needs rescuing, I've told you before that I love you, and I will till I rest in peace. Baby, just hold on. Hoping that you're here to see. Hold up, I just wanna keep you to myself, yeah. Ooh, with a smile that can bring me back to health, yeah. I thought I told you that I'll be a soldier, and trust I'm here to hold you, I'll never let you go, yeah. This is something that I used to ride the waves of life, and I live the way I choose to until the day I die. Got me on another level, the feeling won't stop. You know I'ma ride and die for you. I'm ready for war. If your heart needs rescuing, I've told you before that I love you, and I will till I rest in peace. Baby, just hold on. You know I'm here for you, yeah, I'm right here for you. Baby, just hold on. You know I'm here for you, yeah, I'm right here for you. Baby, just hold on. You know I'm here for you, yeah, I'm right here for you. Yeah.
right, people, I am back, and we are back in motion here. All right, our next person, we are going on to, he is a legend in this genre of music. He's a legend in reggae music. I think you all know who I am about to tell you about. Like, you need any information based on him, because I don't think you guys need a lot of it, but you probably do. All right, anyway, the one, the only, Bob Marley. Robert Nesta Bob Marley was born on February 1945 and died on May 11th, 1981. He was a Jamaican singer-songwriter, musician, and guitarist who achieved international fame and acclaim, blending mostly reggae and rocksteady in his compositions starting out in 1963 with the group The Wailers. He forged a distinctive strong writing and vocal style that would later resonate with audience worldwide. The Wailers would go on to release some of the earliest reggae records with producer Lee Scratch Perry. After the Wailers disbanded in 1974, Marley pursued a solo career upon his relocation to England that culminated in the release of the album Exodus in 1977, which established his worldwide reputation and produced his status as one of the world's best-selling artists of all time. With sales of more than 75 million records, Exodus stayed on the British album charts for 56 consecutive weeks, included four UK hits, Exodus, Waiting in Valen, Jamming, and One Love in 1978. He released the album Kaya, which included his hit singles, Is This Love and Satisfy My Soul. Diagnosed with lichenous melanoma in 1977, Marley died on May 11th, 1981 in Miami at the age of 36. He was a committed Rastafarian who infused the music with a sense of spirituality. He is considered one of the most influential musicians of all time, and credited with the popularizing reggae music around the world, as well as serving a symbol of Jamaican culture and an identity. Marley has also evolved into a global symbol, which has been endlessly merchandised through a variety of mediums. That's amazing. How about we listen to the popular song that we were just talking about, called One Love.
Crying, one love. Hear the children crying.
Hello, everybody. I am back. Next, we are going to listen to probably one of the most popular people as of 2016. She is smashing the charts as usual. And she, I believe, is a legend herself as well. Because, well, you know, I think she's just a queen right now. She's amazing. And that is the beautiful and wonderful Rihanna. Robin Rihanna was born February 20th, 1988, is a Barbadian singer and songwriter, born in St. Michael and raised in Bridgetown. She first entered the music industry by recording demo tapes under the direction of record producer Evan Rogers in 2003. She ultimately signed a recording contract with Def Jam Records after auditioning for its then-president, hip-hop producer and rapper Jay-Z. In 2005, Rihanna rose to fame with the release of her debut studio album, Music of the Sun, and it's followed up A Girl Like Me, 2006, which charted on the top 10 of the U.S. Billboard and respectively produced the hit singles Pawn the Replay and S.O.S. She assumed creative control for her own third studio album, Good Girl Gone Bad, in 2007, and adapted a public image as a sex symbol while reinventing her music and image. Its successful lead single, Umbrella, became an international breakthrough in her career as she won her first Grammy Award for Best Rap Song collaboration with Jay-Z in 2008 after releasing four Recording Industry Association of America platinum certified albums, including the Grammy Award winner Unapologetic in 2012. She was recognized as a pop icon. Her eighth studio album, Anti, in 2006, and its lead singer, Work, reached number one on the Billboard 200 and Hot 100. Many of her songs rank among the world's best-selling singles of all time, including the singles Umbrella, Take a Bow, Disturbia, One Only Girl in the World, S&M, We Found Love, Diamonds, and Stay, in which she is the lead artist in her collaborations Live Your Life with T.I., Love the Way You Lie, and Eminem. Here we're going to listen to one of probably her most popular. It's an older song. It's called Where Have You Been All My Life. Can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe. right, everybody, I am back. We are going to move on to our last artist, and his name is Shaggy. Orva Richard Burrell, born on October 22nd, 1968, best known for his by stage name, Shaggy, is a Jamaican reggae fusion singer and DJ. His best known for his singles, Oh Caroline, Bombastic, It Wasn't Me, and Angel. Well, we are going to listen to his favorite song. It's called It Wasn't Me.
Yo, open up, man.
Yo, what do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The girl next door, you know?
Nah.
I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red.
To your villa, just for son of weakness, all of your cleaner, your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the pinner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her, say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed. Creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked. Banging on the bathroom door. I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
She knows that she really not a right for vex. I never used to see her make the jigger low flex. As somebody else to favor you in a the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence you better know for mass. Quick for your hands, no off it up. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed. Creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked. Banging on the bathroom floor. How could I?
Hello, everybody. I hope you've all enjoyed my show. I hope you enjoyed that song. I believe that song was quite awesome. It's a very popular song. We are going to wrap up. Sadly, we have to wrap up the show. But again, this is DJ Jams, and you're listening to The Boombox Show, where music enhances your soul, Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. Make sure you keep tuning in every Monday. And make sure you stick around for Sticky Situations with DJ Honey and DJ Too Smooth from 2 to 4 p.m. And I will talk to you guys next time. I hope you've all enjoyed yourselves. Bye.